If you put the word waiting into Google, do you know it only takes 0.84 of a second and you will have 939 million results. Did you know that? Well, you do now. And you can brag that to all your friends and family after the service. Once you've done a search for waiting, the first six are actually about films and music videos. And then there's a dictionary definition. And then a guide to NHS waiting times. I'm so glad you're laughing. Because I thought some people would say, well, that's very serious. Because it is very serious for those who are waiting. So if you put the word waiting time into Google, after just 0.42 of a second, yeah, can anyone here work that out? No, but Google can. You get 1,190,000,000 replies. And the first four pages are all about NHS and healthcare waiting lists. When you get to page five, there is a reply on housing waiting lists. The other things that we wait for in life are the 9 months that we wait before we're born, to find the right school and university after our exam results, for that all-important job interview that we have to wait for sometimes, for those times where we wait for a reply to a text or a phone call, or even all the ticks and all the likes on Facebook posts and friend requests, the waiting for buses, for trains, for planes, the wait to have a family. Then we look at our calendars, circling events, waiting to enjoy special birthdays and anniversaries. But what got me thinking about this was, how often do we wait for God? The writer of Psalm 40 starts by saying, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. I've had conversations over the years with Christians who tell me that they don't need to take time out and sit and wait patiently for God, or even to tell him how they are, because God already knows their needs. I've had many people say that to me. Now, I completely agree that God is fully aware of every aspect in my life. Every blessing, every need, every opportunity, and every concern in my life and in yours. So why did David, who wrote this psalm, wait patiently for the Lord? Why does it say that in this psalm? Why did Jesus wait until he was 30 years old before he started his ministry? Why did Jesus sometimes take time out from being with the disciples to be alone with his Father in prayer? From looking at the scriptures, hearing the experience of other Christians and my own experience, it has been the presence of God is not something that can be switched on like a light. The presence of God comes through building a relationship with him over days, months, and years. Just like a good, healthy relationship, good human relationships, we need time. We need space. We need interaction, commitment, trust, love, and perseverance. I wonder if anyone here has developed any new friendships during the lockdown through Zoom. Has anyone here made a new friend or developed a significant relationship through Zoom on their computer. Anybody? No? That doesn't surprise me. What I have found out in the last year is that Zoom, that using technology to develop a relationship with a new human being is really, really difficult. And there are still people here at Pip and Jim's who I've met online in the last 6 months, but I have not met them face to face. Even this morning, I met someone for the first time, someone I've interacted with over the last 6 months, many times through telephone or Zoom. And there is nothing, nothing like being in the presence of another human to get to know them. So there is nothing like coming in, being alone with God and coming into his presence with him and not through Zoom or the internet. As we carry on reading the psalm, we see the benefit of being proactive and intentional about taking time out and seeking the presence of God. In the psalm, we hear that David is lifted from a difficult situation. As he says, he's lifted out of mud and mire. He feels secure that God has given him a firm place to stand on. He has given him a heart of joy, worship, and thanksgiving. He has hope and expectation that God is going to help others and put their trust in him. And David goes on and on in Psalm 40, telling us about the benefits of waiting patiently for the Lord. I believe that every human being is longing for peace, security, purpose, and empowerment. And I think as we look at characters in the Bible, they could only find that in God the Father, who sent the Son to give his life for humanity, and the Holy Spirit, who enables human beings to know the true presence of God. And we've already heard that in some of the words of some of the hymns that we've been singing, that it is only through Jesus Christ that we can fully know peace. I wonder, are there any fans of the rock band, the Eagles, here? Anybody brave enough to put their hand up and say they might like just one Eagles song? So I'm in a church where nobody likes the Eagles. Are you serious? You've never heard of the Eagles, no? I think I see half a finger. Half a finger. Do I see the Eagles? Anybody like, moderately like, an Eagles song? No? You don't like them? I think I see one hand going up almost. Anyway, I won't be quoting them again, all right? So some people have heard of the Eagles. Well, the Eagles split up in 1981, okay, just after a few years of the most successful part of their career, they came to an abrupt end. And then, in fact, one of the leads, when asked, what are the chances of the Eagles reforming, I think it was Glenn Frey who said that hell would have to freeze over before this band ever came back together again. So you can imagine how frosty their relationship was at the end. Well, actually, hell did freeze over because they reformed in 1994 after 13 years apart. Now, if you ever study the words of the Eagles, and I can only guess that not many here have studied their lyrics too too closely, or the lyrics of Don Henley, who was the drummer in the band, you will get a sense that you get a sense of cynicism towards organized religion and especially Christianity. But when they reformed, they recorded an album. In fact, they did a live concert, and then they recorded a few tracks. And one of the songs was called Learn to be still. And I'm just going to read you some of the words. So you got to remember, this is not a Christian rock band singing here, but this is what it says. Just another day in paradise. As you stumble to your bed, give anything to silence those voices ringing in your head. You thought you could find happiness just over that green hill. You thought you would be satisfied, but you never will. Learn to be still. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We don't know how to be alone. So we wander around this desert, wind up following the wrong God's home. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We don't know how to be alone. So we wander around this desert, wind up following the wrong God's home. As I said, if you study the words of some of the Eagle songs and those of Don Henley, you will hear human longing for direction and connection to something. We may learn to be still, but we need each day to wait patiently for the Lord. He will turn to us and He will hear our cry. Amen.